a radio station for the people of Halton, run by volunteers. Halton Community Radio.
One of my favourite parts of the show has been the delve into the Runcorn FC archive that we've been doing over the past few weeks. And we've covered the 1967 Cup run and the 1939 game against Preston North End. This week I'd like to look at two games which really cemented Runcorn FC in my heart as a 14-year-old in 1981. And that was the first round FA Cup ties against Burnley. It was the usual campaign for Runcorn, even though they were top of the Alliance Premier League, which will be known as the Football Conference now. They entered the FA Cup at the first qualifying round and were drawn against Leeds Town on the 19th of September and won 3-0. The second qualifying round they beat Shifnal 3-0 away and then went on to beat Prescott Cables 4-0 on the 17th of October in the third qualifying round, which set them up to go to Spennymoor on the 31st of October in the fourth qualifying round, where Runcorn duly won 1-0. The draw was made, and I think Runcorn were pleased to get Burnley away, Burnley in the third division at that time. And for me, it was a trip in one of my friend's dad's car to Turf Moor. As a 14-year-old, we went in the pub before the game, which was amazing. And Turf Moor at the time was probably the biggest ground I'd ever seen. It was certainly a lot bigger than South Liverpool and Mossley and the usual haunts of the early 80s. The Burnley side that day was full of stars, really. Especially players that went on to become stars. It was Alan Stevenson in goal. At the back was Brian Laws, who went on to play for Middlesbrough and Nottingham Forest, is now Sheffield Wednesday manager. Andy Wharton, Tommy Cassidy, Vince Overson. Mike Phelan this week has been named assistant manager at Manchester United following Queiroz's departure. He was the number six. Eric Potts, Trevor Stephen, who went on to play 36 times for England, as well as representing Everton, Rangers, Marseille. Billy Hamilton played up front. He went on to get 41 caps for Northern Ireland and probably best remembered as the player who crossed for Gerry Armstrong to score against Spain in the World Cup the following summer. Paul McGee, Kevin Young, and in the replay there was Martin Dobson was there. A Burnley legend, went on to play for Everton, also got England caps. So the Burnley team at the time, full of promise and full of, you know, stars really. Runcorn lined up for that game. Brian Parker in goal. A back four of Timmy Rutter, Mike Roberts, Elfyn Edwards and Ben Seddon. Alan Crompton, Captain Ozzie Smith, Mike Scott, Stevie Joel, Bobby Fraser and Gary Jones. And the sub for Runcorn was Peter Parry. The game was reported in the Times by Keith Macklin, who also went on to have quite a good career in that field, under the headline, "Parker brings back some unhappy Burnley memories," a reference to Brian Parker, the Runcorn goalkeeper. Runcorn have risen quickly to the pinnacle of non-league football. Since John Williams became their manager at the beginning of the last season, they have won the Northern Premier League Championship, the NPL Cup and Shield, and now they lead the Alliance Premier League. In all that time, they've lost just half a dozen games. The Cheshire Club's most recent defeat, 22 matches ago, is long gone, as are the days when even the best players in the country feared an FA Cup journey to Turf Moor. Burnley, FA Cup winners in 1914, and finalists in the 60s and semi-finalists in the 70s, are now everyday folk from the 3rd Division, and Runcorn found the short step over the border into Lancashire, much to their liking. With a slice of luck and some outstanding goalkeeping, Runcorn are now preparing for a replay which will be the most glamorous match at their Canal Street home since 1939. Six times their average 1,000 gate are expected tomorrow evening for the grandest occasion there since Bill Shankly and Preston pulled in over 10,000 for a third round encounter, which the visitors won. And with Brian Parker acrobatic in goal, Mike Scott tenacious in midfield and Steve Joel lively in attack, today's run can't have the stuff of which giant killers are made. Parker's mixture of agility and courage touched on a tender spot at Turf Moor. 6 years ago, another goalkeeper, Guy, was the inspiration as Wimbledon beat Burnley to become the first non-league side to win a cup tie on a first division ground. Hamilton in particular must have wished that Brian Parker, aged 26, was still at Yeovil, who gave him a free transfer, or Arsenal, who some years back paid Crewe Alexandra £40,000 for his services. The goalkeeper made a superb save to keep out a perfectly placed header by Hamilton, who later hit a post. Steve Joel nearly stole victory for Runcorn at the end, but he shot wide after outwitting four opponents in a delightful run from the halfway line. Burnley's manager, Brian Miller, was pleased he missed. "It's a bad night on telly Tuesday," he said. So 0-0 for Runcorn. Some other notable scores in that first round on the Saturday. Sheffield United 2, Altrincham 2. And Penrith beat Chester 1-0 in the first round of the Cup. The referee that day was Colin Seale. He also did the replay. And the crowd at Turf Moor, 6,112, which was almost matched by the 5,000-odd that turned up for the replay at Canal Street on the following Tuesday.
Halton Community Radio. Contact the studio on 01928 835 291.
You're listening to the Sunday Sports Show. It's Mark dipping into the Runcorn FC archives, and we're chatting about Runcorn's FA Cup matches with Burnley in 1981. Runcorn drew the first game 0-0 and forced a replay at Canal Street. There was one change to the lineup for the replay. Mike Roberts wasn't included, so Mike Scott dropped into defence and Kelly came in midfield. But apart from that, it's the same team. Parker, Rutter, Scott, Edward, Seddon, Crompton, Smith, Kelly, Fraser, Jones and Joel. And again, the sub was Peter Parry. Burnley brought in Martin Dobson for the game to try and shore them up and to make progress into the second round. Once again, the game was reported in the Times by Keith Macklin. Linnets left trilling, sadly, as Burnley clip their wings. Unfortunately for us, the game was better than Macklin's headline writing ability. He wrote, "There were no giant killing heroics from Runcorn, but Burnley left it late in the game to assert that extra touch of experience and class. Two Jimmies, Adamson and McElroy, who schemed Burnley to the First Division Championship 3 decades ago, must weep for today's Third Division side. Runcorn, now in the Alliance Premier League after sweeping through the Northern Premier, gave Burnley another rare tussle after holding them at Turf Moor on Saturday. The biggest crowd for years at the tiny Canal Street ground saw Burnley take the lead after 16 minutes. Overson's cross from the right was headed by a defender to the feet of McGee, who shot first time past Parker. At this stage, the Third Division outfit were looking a superior class, but Runcorn roused themselves in the feverish manner traditional to giant killers on home ground. The Linnets missed a great chance after half an hour when the Burnley defence raced up to the halfway line. Referee ruled play on, and Scott, perhaps startled to find himself in the clear and not offside, dallied too long and the chance was lost. However, Runcorn scored a splendid equaliser when Ben Seddon rose above a group of statuesque Burnley defenders to head Crompton's corner past Stevenson. Runcorn were rampant now, and Dobson, who like Stevenson and Cassidy has known life in the First Division, chopped down Steve Joel and was booked. For most of the second half, Runcorn's spirit and courage held out against and occasionally troubled the visitors. Unfortunately for Runcorn, the dangerous Joel, who had lumps kicked off him by ruthless defenders, was substituted by Parry, and the home attack lost much of its fire. In the latter stages, Burnley got a grip on matters. Wharton hit the post with a curling cross, and in 78 minutes, McGee scored again. Sadly for the Linnets and their large one-off following, a defensive mistake let in McGee, and he beat Parker comfortably. Before he had to go off, Joel wreaked vengeance on Dobson and was cautioned, as foul followed foul in a heated spell. Runcorn's Fraser also went into the book. Runcorn died bravely and will be grateful for their little night of glory and the gate receipts from a 6,000 attendance. They look good enough to stay top of the Alliance Premier League, but Burnley still have much to do to get out of Division 3. A brave effort from Runcorn. I remember that night so well, like it was only a couple of years ago. It's hard to believe it was 1981. Runcorn did go on to win the Alliance Premier League that season. We may look at that another time. Sadly, they were eligible to apply for the Football League, which I think it was Telford who came third that applied and never got in, as they never used to in those days. How different would it be nowadays if we were top of the conference and we'd be looking at a run in the Football League? But we can still dream.
A radio station run by the people, for the people. This is Halton Community Radio.